every month for the entire year. At the end of this year, you're going to be able to quote quote Bible verses, 12 Bible verses. And here's the key: you got to don't lose your cards. That is important. And they're the size. You can put them in your pocket, put them in your Bible, put them on the dashboard, put them down right in front of how many miles an hour you're driving, or whether you need gas or not, and put them above the sun visor so when you pull the sun visor down, they hit you in the lap. We want to memorize these verses. Here's how we're going to. We're going to start quoting a Bible verse at the start of every sermon. You ready to quote? You can either look at the screen or look at the card. Let's quote the verse together. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. Now we're going to do it again. We're going to do it right this time. The only way to quote a verse is to quote where it's found. Before you quote it, quote the verse, and then quote the verse after that. All right, let's do it one more time. Mark 16, 15 and 16, and he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. Mark 16, 15 and 16. You got it? Got it memorized? You got to work on it now. You cannot do this. Let's do it one more time, okay? Can we see the other one? All right. And he's, got to do it right. Mark 16, 15 and 16. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. You got it. You got it. That's great. It all starts today. And we've been talking so much about reaching every home in this county with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the first part, more than the first part, but almost all of the lesson today will be to give the details about something that's about to happen that you are a part of reaching the people, the lost people in this county. Ron Brackett, come and tell us all about it.
We began some 3 years ago talking about a plan to reach every home in Palm Beach County. We've been working on that plan, and this morning I want to unveil the details of the plan. Some of you, we've talked about it in the past, but we're now at a point where we're actually going to be implementing this plan, and so we want to present that to you this morning. It began some years ago with an idea. First of all, it's founded, of course, upon the Great Commission. We know that we need to go into all the world. That was those two verses we just quoted. We know that responsibility, and this congregation has been involved in various mission efforts throughout the world. We support efforts in the South Seas, or South Pacific. We support efforts in Paraguay, in Africa. We support Apologetics Press, which gets into all the world. We're involved in works in Haiti. Some of our members go to Peru and Honduras every year. We've been to Trinidad, over in the Bahamas, any number of places throughout the world that this congregation has been involved in. And by you giving and you being involved in the work here, you are a part of that work. Of course, we're involved in efforts on an individual basis in our own communities. I hope and trust that each one of us are taking every opportunity that we have from day to day to talk to others about Jesus, to invite them to services here. Sometimes, though, I think we forget about those areas that are not so distant and that are not so close. Now, we are making efforts, of course, with the House to House, Heart to Heart. Almost 8,000 copies of that go out every 2 months. We have made efforts, of course, to door knock in our communities. We have the television commercials that have been going up, and that's been broadening the range of coverage that we have in this area. But still, there are even parts of our county that we're not able to reach. And that's what this plan is all about, trying to reach out into those, if you will, Judea and Samaria areas, those midpoints, not Jerusalem, not close by, not into all parts of the world, but those areas kind of in the mid-range that sometimes we often forget. Palm Beach demographics, Palm Beach County demographics, as of 2000, there were about 1.1 million people in this county. Also, that represents almost 475,000 homes. But the downside of that, there's only about less than 12 congregations of the Lord's Church, Churches of Christ, in this county to reach all of those people. So the idea was to come up with a short presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ, put that in a mail out, and mail that to every home in Palm Beach County. And that's what I'm holding in my hand right now. Now, what do you do about when you go into an area that we as Palm Beach Lakes, I'm getting a little bit of feedback on this. Can you turn this down just a tad? What happens when we as Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ begin mailing pieces of literature into an area that another congregation of the Lord's Church is already established? Well, we don't want to ruffle any feathers, and hopefully we wouldn't do that. But we want to get them involved if we can. So we're looking at customizing some of these pieces so that they'll also reflect the local congregation where the mailing is taking place. And of course, because of the magnitude of this, we see this as a multi-year project. We don't know exactly how many years. We started out saying it was a 10-year project. We'll see how that works out. But we do see it as a multi-year project, but one that we want to try to accomplish. Now, the mailer itself is a four-color, glossy brochure. It's 11 by 17. When you fold it twice, you come up with an 8.5 by 5.5 inch mailer. It has 8 panels of information, and we're going to go over that. I do want to mention some of the key people involved in this. Tim Malbacher, who was with this congregation, is now out in Los Angeles, was the one who laid this out for us. We know of his talents. You'll also see the picture of a young man here. His name is Jeremy Ekman. He is a member of the church in Los Angeles. Tim met him when he was when he first moved out there, and he agreed to be part of this thing. And then in some of the customized pieces, we have to come up with maps to the other congregations. And you'll see an example of that later on. Trey Ingram has been working on those for us. So I wanted to mention those individuals. Here's what the piece looks like. This is the address panel. The first thing that someone will see when they get the thing in the mail, of course, it has the nonprofit postage permit up here. It allows us to mail these out at a significantly reduced postage. We have to identify ourselves since this is nonprofit. We have to say Palm Beach Lakes Church of Christ as the owner of that permit. And, of course, we'll have a label on it that says it's going to whatever family, whatever street here in the county. And key things like speaking where the Bible speaks, remaining silent where the Bible is silent, and our efforts to restore first century Christianity in the 21st century. Now, every good mail piece, and we hope this is a good one, has an attention getter. Here's a forlorn, depressed, overwhelmed-looking guy. His name is Jeremy, by the way. Life is tough, and then you die. Now, so happens, I heard somebody on television use a form of that. Now, they put a little expletive in it that I won't mention. Use a form of this very phrase. And that's kind of the philosophy a lot of people have. Life is hard, and then you die. What have you got to look forward to? For most people, that's it. This life and nothing else. What we're going to try to do is make them look beyond this life, looking to eternity. So when they open it up, the first panel they see, after death, what then? And now, these passages here, you'll see, whoops, didn't mean to do that. You'll see some red type up here. It shows up much better in the piece than it does on the screen. As it is appointed for men once to die, but after that, the judgment. Hebrews chapter 9. I forgot that one. So then each of us shall give an account of himself to God, Romans chapter 14. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to of what he has done, whether good or bad, 2 Corinthians chapter 5. We're trying to get them after death, what then? Have you planned for eternity? And in the middle here, we've got nothing but Bible verses to support that idea. Want them to get to look beyond death and into eternity. Have they planned for it? Let's show them the need that they have to plan for it. Our sins have separated us from God, but your iniquities have separated you from your God, and your sins... This thing isn't working here. There we go. And your sins have hidden, have been hidden from your face, Isaiah 59. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, Romans chapter 3. For the wages of sin is death, Romans chapter 6. We cannot save ourselves, so there is a great need. We are separated from God by our sins, and we don't have it within us to save ourselves from those sins. But there is hope. God has planned for our eternity, for our salvation. He loves us. He wants us to be saved. God desires that all men will be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. 1 Timothy chapter 2. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, John chapter 3. But God demonstrates His love toward us that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, Romans 5. God has planned for our salvation. And so that's the message we're trying to get across to these individuals. What is that plan? If we will turn from sin and obey God, He will add us to His church, to His family, which is the church. And we'll have this panel right here is the plan of salvation. We'll be talking about in Hebrews chapter 11, for without faith it is impossible to please Him. Acts chapter 17, God now commands all men everywhere to repent. Romans chapter 10, for with the heart one believes to righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Acts chapter 22, and why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized, that is, immersed in water, and wash away your sins, calling on the name of the Lord. And in Acts chapter 2, and the Lord added to the church daily those that were being saved. So God has made a plan. This is His plan for man. If man will return from sin and obey God, he will be added to God's family, the church. But faithfulness is required. And here's this same old guy, Jeremy, now that he is aged and gotten to be an old man, he's lived his life. Hopefully that's been a faithful life. As faithful, obedient children of God, we are promised eternal life. And the passages there are John chapter 14. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Romans chapter 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God... that you present yourself, your body as a living sacrifice. Don't be conformed to this world. And I'm not going to read the entire passage for the sake of time here. Then do not love the world or the things in the world. He who does the will of God abides forever. 1 John chapter 2. Now the works of the flesh and the list of the works of the flesh there from Galatians chapter 5. Those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law, and those that are Christ have crucified His flesh and its passions and desires. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. That's all Galatians chapter 5, verses 19 through 25. We are promised eternal life. And the final passage there says, be faithful unto death, and I, that being Jesus, will give you the crown of life. Revelation chapter 2. So that's a very, very brief, but I think very pointed presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And we're hopeful that anybody who receives this will pick these up, they'll open it up, they'll look through it, and they'll have some incentive then to take some pay some particular attention to that very last panel, which is a panel that says, contact us, please. Can we assist you spiritually? There are four ways to study. We'd be happy to assist you further in studying the Scriptures in any of the following ways. And these four ways are, there's a free Bible correspondence course by mail. All they have to do is pick up the phone and call or email us. Let us know that they are interested in a free Bible correspondence by mail, and we'll send that to them. Visit our website for an interactive Bible study and other materials on many Bible topics. If you haven't been to the website recently, you need to go to it. There's a lot of stuff there, a lot of things. Audio lessons, printed materials, Bible listening schedule, all kinds of things that they can go to the website and learn more about the Bible. Of course, we'll offer a personal Bible study. If they're interested, they can call the number below and set up a convenient time. Visit a Church of Christ near you. Come and see. And of course, you'll recognize our picture there that we're using on a lot of our literature. Here is the name of the congregation, our address, telephone number. There's the website, a schedule of our times of services. There's our signing for the deaf symbol, the map to the building. those words they tell me says we offer services in Spanish, but it's all Greek to me. But there's the information they need to make, if they're interested, they can contact us and we can help them in any one of those four ways. Now, I mentioned going into other areas where other congregations are already established. And let me show you what that's going to look like. Oh, did I skip over that one? There's the customized. Here we go. This is a customized piece. On the right, we'll still have information about Palm Beach Lakes. And over on the left, this is one kind of a mock-up of 3rd Street. It doesn't have the correct map. I probably shouldn't even have said that. Most of you wouldn't have noticed. But it does have their times of their services, but it'll have their map. So anybody who receives this in their area would be able to look at this and know where the closest congregation to them is located. They can also, 3rd Street doesn't have a website. They can still come to our website to learn more information, and they'll have all the information they need to make the first step. Well, what's been done? Over the last 3 years of Mission Sunday, 2004, 5, and 6, we have collected $12,000 each year and put aside in a fund to work on this project. We now have $36,000, and we're beginning the road to put this into motion. We have the mailer. It is designed. It is ready to go. We have also printed 50,000 copies of this for our use. We're the only congregation listed on the ones that we have printed so far. I've got stacks of boxes in my office. My office smells like cardboard when you walk in there, so I apologize for that, but that's where they're all stored. We have printed these for just under 8 cents a piece. The labels will cost us 2 cents a piece. The postage will cost us just over 8 cents a piece for us to mail this. So that's about 20 cents a piece total that we can get these things in the mail and out to every home. The plan is to mail these to our closest zip codes that's closest to us, 33404, 10, and 18, and that represents approximately 48,000 homes. Zip code 33404 has just over 15,000 households. You'll see a star up there. That's where our building is located. This is the 404 zip code, Riviera Beach and parts of Lake Park and Palm Beach Shores. We're also, just for your information, the house-to-house, heart-to-heart mailings that we're doing cover the only parts of 404. This section here, west of I-95 and into the just east of I-95 around Congress Avenue, the only carrier routes in 04 that we're mailing the house-to-house. So some of the people that we'll be mailing this to have already seen some of our literature, and hopefully it'll make even greater impact on them. In 33410, this is a very large zip code. We're way down here in the bottom, and this is our home zip code, almost 16,000 households. 18 is over 17,000 households. We're right here. It's everything west of Military Trail in a big area out here, a lot of which is large tract homes. What's next? First of all, we're still working on a website. The website is a continual working thing, dynamic in terms of content. We're adding content all the time. We're working on that interactive Bible correspondence course. We're also working on some Spanish language material to try to get that up as soon as possible. And so, again, if you haven't visited the website recently, please make a regular practice of doing that to see what's going on. And we're open to suggestions on what we can do with that. We're also considering the possibility of developing a Spanish language version of this. If we can identify those communities that are very high percentage of Spanish-speaking families, then it would make sense to have a Spanish language version and send this to them in those communities. We're also in the process of informing some of the area congregations, presenting this plan to them, soliciting their support. Soliciting their prayers and any other support they can give us. That includes asking them to assist. Maybe they want to help us put the labels on. Hopefully they do. That's a big task. There's a possibility they might want to help pay for the postage on it or something like that. We're not primarily out soliciting the funds. But certainly we want them to assist if they're able to assist and have a desire to assist. And of course, any responses that come from families that live near their building, we would want them to take the lead to contact those individuals and make whatever study requirements they have for those families. And of course, we need to begin the mailing and then just pray. I mean, just pray like crazy, folks. That's what's next for this. We do need to put a lot of effort into this in terms of prayer. The mailing schedule is we're planning on having what I'm calling a come-and-go labeling party. We will take all afternoon on designated Sundays to spend time putting labels on these pieces. We'll take time during those afternoons and stop and pray for the families that will be receiving the pieces. And I mentioned in the announcements earlier, you'll be finding out about next Sunday, because next Sunday is the first one that we've scheduled. January the 14th, if you can at all possibly be a part of this after our morning services, come in the family room for a while. You can bring a lunch with you. You can go out, get lunch, and come back. You can go home and take a short nap and then come back. But we want to spend as much time as possible from the close of services next Sunday morning to the beginning of services Sunday evening next week, putting labels on some 15,000 pieces we need to put labels on. You come and spend as much time as you can, and then leave when you have to leave. But we need everyone to help, because five or six or eight people can't do this by themselves. That's too many labels to go on for that many people to handle. So we need everyone to be a part of it and try to do what we can to get this piece in the mail. Every piece that goes out represents a family in this county that needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. And folks, that's the importance of this. I mean, we can't, we get wrapped up sometimes in the fact we got a great looking mail piece and the mechanics of getting the labels on and getting it all to the post office and all that kind of thing. But we cannot lose sight of the fact that every one of these represents a family that needs the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so as we put those labels on next Sunday, and we'll do this two other times during the course of the next few months, we'll be stopping while we do that. We'll be praying together, praying for the harvest, that these individuals might respond to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Dan?
Let's bow together. Father, we're so thankful for the joy that we have, and for the fact that Christ has touched our homes and changed our lives. In a world filled with uncertainty about what life is all about, and in a world filled where there's people full of anxiety, we thank you that we have direction in our lives and a peace that passes all understanding. But Father, sometimes we tend to be selfish with this, and we're sorry. We love so much being with each other and the things that happen in this very room and the family room and in our Bible classes, that we just enjoy it, and we forget about the fact there's a starving world that needs the manna from heaven on which we feast every day of our lives. And Father, we pray that you would help us to be serious about sharing what we believe with others. We thank you, Father, for those who have devoted hundreds and hundreds of hours already to making this peace become a reality. And we pray, Father, that you would help each of us to sense that here's a place that any one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, can be involved. And we pray, Father, that we will do all that we can. Help us, Father, to recognize what we're trying to do and to see the big picture, not just of a piece of paper, not just of putting a label on something so that we can sit back and say, well, we've touched the lives of these 48,000 people in these areas around our building. 15,000 homes or more, 48,000 homes. And we pray, Father, that we will not just see pieces of paper, but we'll see broken homes. We'll see people dealing with sickness and dying. And that we'll see young people who are perturbed about what's around them and have no way of getting the right kind of information. And we'll see, Father, people who are struggling because of circumstances in their lives. And we pray that we may share with them that which we enjoy so much. We thank you, Father, for this family at this place. And we pray, Father, that you would help us to magnify Jesus in reaching out to those who are lost. Help us, Father, to go into all of our world and preach the gospel to those who are there. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm excited about this. It's going to be a great, great month. The whole month we're going to be talking about world evangelism. Obviously, our Mission Sunday contribution is just 3 weeks away, and we've already mentioned it in various ways, but don't lose sight of that, because we'll be talking about that other times this month. But please don't lose your cards. Put them in your pocket and keep them with you. When you come to worship, have them with you, because it's important for us to write the words of God on our heart. But it's so difficult to write them on our heart until we get them in our head. I really believe that. How can I write His message when I don't know what His message is? So we'll be doing that in the days that lie ahead. And now to a very, very important part of our worship, and that is the singing of an invitation song. The Bible says that the Spirit and the bride say, come. There's Jesus, and He says, come. And here the Holy Spirit proclaims again and again, let him that is athirst come and drink of the waters of life freely. The Holy Spirit says, whosoever will, let him come. And the Holy Spirit, through unbelievably powerful words, convicts people of sin and changes that need to be made in their lives. And it may be that the circumstances in your life has caused you to be ready to make a decision to give your life to Jesus. Jesus has said, come. The Holy Spirit invites, and yet that verse says, and the bride says, come. We know who the bride is. That's the church. And one way the bride says, comes is in this thing that we sing called an invitation song that has within it a gospel message that emphasizes some great biblical truth that encourages you to think about this and to commit your life to Jesus. Do you believe in Him? And are you ready to commit your life to Him? That decision that I hope you've made, that you are making, is called repentance. And when you make that decision, you can come down this aisle when we're singing that song, and you can confess that before this audience that you believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and then witness not just by those who are here, but witness by every angel in heaven. You can be baptized and let the blood of Jesus wash away every sin you've ever committed. That's wonderful. This peace we were talking about, this direction we were talking about in that prayer, it's ours. And it's yours if you'll respond to the invitation. If you've wandered away as a child of God, you need to come home. And this invitation is also for you. Whatever your need, won't you let it be known by coming to the front as together we stand and sing. Will you come?